to Rolling Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, crew of the USS Montgomery.
Hi.
Let's go around the table and introduce yourself. Tell us who your character is in Star Trek, and also if you have anything else you want to say, go ahead. We'll start over here. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, I'm Lee. I am playing a security officer named Lynn Parsons. And then I am also...
Who's been upgraded.
I have been upgraded.
Yes, Lynn Parsons or
Lynn? Lynn. Lynn, like L-Y-N-N, is a security officer and very gutsy.
That's a good word.
And then I am also playing the captain, who has no idea what he is doing and is constantly high.
If he's still the captain. Because we did have an issue at the end of the last session.
I rolled out of it, though. I just lost a reputation, but I rolled out of it.
Yeah, because we did resolve that.
Yep.
Next.
Joseph. I'm playing Arok, the Vulcan first officer.
Next.
I am Christy. Tractor beam. Pew, 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 pew. I would like to apologize to our podcast listeners for how mentally unstable I was the last time I forgot to take my meds. If you didn't already know, I have those. I am playing Vilya Yor, the lieutenant commander over in engineering. I am a Trill. And if you listen to podcasts other than ours, you should listen to a podcast called The Magnus Archives. It's pretty awesome.
What is it about?
It's about spooky stories. It's the premise of it is it's this kind of institute in England that investigates paranormal activity once someone comes into them and does a statement. And it's being read and archived electronically by the new head archivist, and so he's going through all these backlogs, and as he's going, it like the actual story starts building upon itself. You're like, you start like hearing names you've heard before and other like, you know, write-ups, and then, you know, some of the things that have happened in, you know, the write-ups that he's been reading over the past couple of years starts happening to some of the people that work at the it's really interesting. And it's kind of, you think
awesome.
It's one-shotty for, like, the longest time, and then it starts, like, wait, I remember that name. And you're like, ooh! It's really cool. I really enjoy it.
All right, who's next?
Yeah, I'm David. I'm playing K'Bok, the House of Koth. Yeah, I'm a Klingon.
Yeah, I'm a Klingon.
I'm head of security and operations.
All right, next.
I'm Rin, and I'm playing Lieutenant Commander T'Kalith Aiton. She's a Vulcan Betazoid, and she is the con officer, so she flies the ship. And she's also, like, the second officer person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And new to Star Trek Adventures, but not new to the podcast.
Dan, the angry one. I'm playing Lieutenant Commander Simon Dixon. Apparently, he has an issue with Joseph's character, as Joseph's character
saved your life.
Responsible for the death of my father.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the board, but let's not get into that yet.
So, what happened in our first couple of episodes? Somebody... Fill us up. Fill
we
us
blew up
don't ask
the
me.
We broke the wormhole.
Don't look at me.
We blew up the wormhole.
I wanted to kill somebody, but I didn't get to.
Okay.
We blew up the wormhole. It was not a good day.
And that also did quite a bit of damage to the ship.
Yeah.
And I was excessively angry because they hurt my Scotty.
I was just doing what everybody else was saying to do.
So you were able to, at Deep Space Nine, get the engines repaired.
Yeah, because me and O'Brien were hanging out, man. We went to Starfleet together. He's my boy.
Well, he's not an officer, so he didn't technically go to the same Starfleet you did. He's a chief.
Well, whatever.
In her imagination.
O'Brien's still awesome.
They call him an engineer, but he's enlisted, which I don't really know how that works.
Actually, I don't know how that works in Starfleet either. Now I'm thinking about it.
He's a chief, so that's he's definitely enlisted.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works.
I didn't really think that. They don't talk about there being enlisted people.
I think
really.
He's the only one.
Well, there was a medical technician who was enlisted when they tried to railroad Picard. Remember that episode where they brought him in to testify about the Klingon that was on board? He was enlisted guy. He was actually half Romulan.
Turns out. Was O'Brien, was he a warrant officer or was he a chief?
They call him chief.
He was a chief.
Warrant officers are called chiefs as well.
They never say the words warrant officer. And I'm pretty sure there's a point where they said he's enlisted. I think I remember that.
I don't know. I just always thought he was cool. When
but
he's
they
like,
also call him an engineer.
So what do they mean by enlisted?
He's also over engineering at Deep Space Nine.
Not an officer.
Yeah, they didn't go to college, basically.
Just like,
he didn't go to college. He's just an average soldier, sailor, whatever they call him.
Okay.
So really, an engineer would have had to go to college.
Yeah, because this
well,
don't
he
they call
been
him a chief
in engineering.
Yeah, but they called him an engineer.
Yeah, they called him a chief engineer.
He just started. He did start out at just the transporter tech, which would I guess be an enlisted person. But anyway, you got the engines repaired.
Yay!
And you get orders to go back to Narendra Station.
All I know is he was the only engineering person you ever saw on Deep Space Nine.
Yep.
No. So he had to have been somebody.
And he was ordering around officers at some points, I remember.
Yeah, so...
It would be by position.
Engineering.
But anyway, if anybody knows, tell us on the Facebook page or send us an email. We have never gotten one of those, so...
It's about time we do.
So... He would have been, like, in the book, they've got a quick hierarchy of all the officers. You know, you when you complete Starfleet Academy, you come in as an ensign. Well, below that, they've got chief warrant officer, which I guess would be the highest person somebody who didn't go to Starfleet Academy could get, which is probably what O'Brien was.
Most positions that I was aware of, they were warrant officers. They sent them to, like, 2 weeks, of, I mean, not 2 weeks, 2 years of schooling in the service.
Because I thought you had to go to Starfleet Academy to be in Starfleet.
It does not appear to be that way.
Huh.
Well, they may have went to Starfleet Academy, but they didn't go like they went to college. They went like they went to boot camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. But that
so
still
I
might
guess
not be
we
Starfleet
can,
Academy,
like,
yeah.
draw the comparison of we went to West Point. He didn't go to West Point.
Gotcha.
He went to wherever the Army boot camp is. I don't know where they are.
They're all over the place.
All right, but anyway, you get your engines repaired, but you need to go back to Narendra Station, and they are going to finish the repairs. Also, they're going to upgrade your sensors, since you seem to have issues in that area.
Is Narendra Station
where
those other
things?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just keep me away from security or lockup or wherever they're at.
So does anyone want to have any scenes on Deep Space Nine before you leave?
We had one in, like, the bar.
Yeah, we were drinking.
And crushing that idiot captain.
No, I wasn't. I was cussing the daggum Klingons while drinking blood wine.
Yeah, the people who co-opted the Klingon army.
Yeah, them too.
Hey, yeah. And you were a little bit confused when I started drinking blood wine with you. You were like, what?
When Trill drinking blood wine? Uncommon.
All right, so if you don't want to do anything on Deep Space Nine, then you make the trip back across space to Narendra Station. That's going to take, at normal warp speeds, about 2 weeks. So does anybody have anything they want to do during the 2 weeks that you're traveling back to Narendra Station?
Is there anything going to happen between Dixon and the First Officer?
Between them.
That's up to them if they want to have a scene, but
you guys...
There will be there will be scenes where they are put together, but they can choose to encounter each other before that if they want to.
I think I'm going to spend my time in...
Because you're science,
training.
Right?
Yep.
And he is actually going to be the chief science officer since he's a lieutenant commander.
I'm going to get to take the time to get to know my security officer.
So would you like a scene? Sounds like a scene.
All right.
I don't know how this works.
Where are you going to be? You have a security office.
Yeah, we'll be in the security office.
Anybody else there? Any other security officers?
No.
Just the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure out what she's about.
Go for it.
Where have you been security officer before at?
I'm fresh out of Starfleet.
No, shit.
No, that's not true. You're a lieutenant.
You're a lieutenant.
Oh. One of my personality traits is that I'm fresh out of Starfleet.
You're still a young officer, but you have been assigned somewhere before because you had to get promoted to lieutenant.
Okay, yeah. Where was I assigned before?
I don't know, but some stuff happened to you. It was in your...
Yeah, it's in your background.
In your background. Somebody tell her where she was. She could have been on the... she could have been on the... Enterprise because it was just destroyed.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
So she would have had to been reassigned after that. So
all right. We'll go with that.
Okay.
What happened on the Enterprise?
You didn't hear about that?
That's why I'm asking you. I heard about it. I want to see what you say.
What if Lee doesn't know what happened?
It crashed onto a planet.
Yeah, it crashed.
No.
It go boom on a planet.
It crashed. Hit a planet and blew up.
No, it just crashed.
Okay, it didn't blow up.
Well, there was some blowing up.
Well, yeah.
No, it crash landed.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't ask that, yeah.
Well, just so you know.
But,
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
I think she doth protest too much.
I think she's guilty about something.
Same
Is that the only experience you've had?
Yes.
Got security?
Yes.
What are your goals as security officer? You want my job?
Not particularly.
Good, you can't have it.
I just want to have adventures and help people.
Okay. Any questions you want to ask me?
No.
Okay. I'd end the conversation. We'll end it like that.
All right. You get back to Narendra Station. And
she worked for Worf.
Yep. Yep. I didn't think about that. I should have asked if she had any problems working underneath another Klingon. Do you?
No.
Did you have a problem with Worf?
No.
Okay.
You should have. She's not real Klingon.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
You fake on.
Well, drop it and leave it at that.
Oh, this actually says what kind of Klingon ship it is. It's supposed to be a Kvort class bird of prey.
Hmm. Well, let's change that. Which one?
The new one.
Okay, so this one. Yeah.
So when you arrive back at Narendra Station, there is a Kvort class bird of prey docked there. You probably recognize it as the IKS, I don't know how to pronounce this, MUP. W-L accent. M-U-P-W-L accent.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mupwa.
No. Mupwa.
Mupul. Mupul.
Mupwa.
Huh?
Mupwa.
Mupul.
Mupwa.
So, just to make it easier, we're going to call this ship the Mupul.
Mupwa. Mupwa.
He can use the correct Klingon pronunciation, but...
Mupwa.
The rest of us are going to call it the Mapool. Anyway.
Humans.
And you know the captain of the...
Mapua.
Is...
Am I going to say every time we're going to talk about it?
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to look at you and nod.
I can say Mapua.
And the captain is A-K-U-L. Captain... A-Kul.
A-Kul.
Or A-Kul.
A-Kul. That's A-Kul.
He is...
No accent word.
Yeah. Oh, had the accent mark.
That word "mopwa" or whatever actually means hammer in Klingon. You know that Captain Akol is do what I tell you the moment I tell you to do it, no nonsense kind of guy. Who does not?
Hey.
Who does not?
Take shit from anybody.
Tolerate inefficiency at all. So you dock at Narendra Station.
Why are they here?
That's...
We don't know yet.
Well, I'm fixing to go find out.
Okay. Where are you going to find out?
I'm going to the ship.
All right.
First, I'm going to contact, make sure it's okay if I come over and dock, board, get on board and find out what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Is it safe for me to go?
Well, as safe as it can be on a Klingon ship.
Klingon, so I don't think they're going to say anything. What are y'all doing docked here?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking the captain.
Well, the captain is not available.
Okay, then I'm
asking. When you board the ship, it's full of Starfleet engineers who appear to be doing upgrades to the ship.
Can you take me to the captain, whether he's available or not?
Well, he's not available, I'm sorry. No, we can't take you to him.
Who are you?
It's going to be... give me a Klingon name.
Bob.
Bob. Bob is not a Klingon name.
It could be.
It's Bob the Klingon.
Markta Bob.
I said Markta.
Oh, I thought you said Markta. You can't use Markta.
Mai Tai.
Random Klingon name generator.
His name is Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Chahulit.
That works.
There you go. Chahulit.
So who's in charge right now that I can talk to?
You can talk to me.
What's going on with all the Starfleet you dudes on here?
We are receiving upgrades to our sensors and weapons.
Why?
Because it was ordered by Starfleet and the Klingon High Command. Why are you asking all these questions? You're not even assigned to our ship.
Just answer me.
I did answer you.
Don't give me lip about it, man. Just wondering.
Was he the captain?
No.
No. Okay.
If it was the captain, you think he'd be talking like that?
I'm wondering.
I know better. He's nobody. Well, from the looks of it, I'm higher ranked than he is in the Klingon.
Yeah. I don't. Do they have ensigns? He would be an ensign if they have ensigns.
I'm sure they have something equivalent. Every military has something equivalent.
He's really low ranked for me.
But anyway, when you stop talking, he starts barking orders to these Federation engineers who scamper around. They all look really tired and like they've been working their butts off getting ordered around by this Klingon.
When was the last time they had a break?
Break! Breaks are for...
When was the last time they had a break?
Breaks are for humans.
They don't need a break. They're fine. Keep working. Don't listen to him. I'm in charge here.
Take a break. Y'all got an hour.
Alright. Give me a... presence and command roll.
Crap, what dice in there?
220s.
Oh, okay.
And add your command and presence together.
We don't have any momentum yet.
Presence and command. No, you do not. But I have.
No, you don't.
I have 12 threat.
He's lying. He doesn't know. Hey, no, that's good. It's good.
Low is good.
Yeah. Do you have a focus that would apply to the situation?
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Tactical systems, hand to hand. Fighting.
Yeah,
I don't.
No. Is that? Oh, that's athletics. I thought it was.
Yeah,
ethics.
They're all.
I was like, ethics.
Yeah, it looks like he's got 2 successes, but
yeah.
Okay.
I could be wrong. You know.
What are your 2 numbers?
5 and 2.
Oh yeah, just 2 successes.
He doesn't have a focus, otherwise it'd be more.
Okay. Well, let's make this an opposed roll.
Wow.
So does that mean there's no engineers here to help refit the ship?
Well, that's going to be a different scene.
Not there yet.
All right, that's a fail, but that is a
dramatic fail.
No, that's
dramatic success.
Yeah, it's a 1.
It's a 1. So
I'll take his head off.
The engineers stop what they're doing, and they're just looking at the 2 of you, but.
What a pissing contest.
Another Klingon walks in. What's going on here? Chul. This person appears to be of higher rank. Still not the captain, though. This. Patog, or whatever. He's coming over here ordering these engineers to stop working. Says they need rest. He's been with them a month, and he's a human already. Yeah, that's an insult.
Yeah. Just remember your temper.
Mm-hmm. So the engineers are not going anywhere. Now there's two Klingons.
Both of them are angry.
Yeah, so am I. Who's this other dude that just walked in?
This is Lieutenant...
Bless you.
Lieutenant Loogie, okay, we got that. Do you have a problem with me telling these guys to take a break since it looked like they've been worked nonstop since they've been here? They're going to pass out on you eventually anyways.
All right, give me a... let's try Reason and Command.
Reason and Command?
Sure. 2, 13, and 7.
And what is your number? Your
reason plus command equal.
Reason's 9, 7, 11.
So you got one success right now.
Yeah,
you got
one success. No.
Yeah, just that's all you got is one success.
It's all right. Take 5 minutes. You happy now?
Be happier if I had a little bit longer. I need rest.
You didn't roll well enough.
I was just stating. That'll work. But at least try to give them a break every now and then.
We'll make,
don't kill them.
We'll make Klingons out of them.
Great. Humans is Klingon. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So, who are you talking to, by the way?
I was.
Commander of the station?
Engineering command of the station. Okay. Yes.
There's one person in the engineering on the station.
I probably know the head of engineering since we dock out of this station.
Yes, you did on your last adventure, yeah. Yes.
I'm like, where is... whatever their name is. Like, where are all your...
engineers? They're all working on the Klingon ship.
How long have they been over there?
Oh, about 3 days. They've been working them nonstop. It's Captain Akol. He insists that his ship be ready before they go out with the convoy.
When does it leave?
Oh, you don't know about your orders yet?
We just got here. My ship has to be repaired, too, before we can leave.
The convoy is going to be here in a week, and you are going to be escorting the convoy with the Mopul.
Hold that thought. I go to that ship.
To the Klingon ship?
Yeah.
As I walk by you, as you're
walking I look on. Upset.
You don't think I do? I'm going to the bar to have a drink.
You see me heading at Klingons. You're like...
Okay, I'm turning around and going back with her.
She's going to die if you don't.
No, I'm going back with her. I'm going to be with her. I'm going to make sure she stays okay.
All right, so you charge into engineering?
I don't.
Like he did?
The engineering bay, yeah. Like, I walk up, and I'm like... I was like, who's in charge here?
Another one? I'm in charge. What do you want? You want me to... make them some warm milk and give them a nice blankie.
I want you to shut your damn trap and listen, maybe.
Oh, wait a minute. all right, we're going
to
need...
Am I going to have to step in here?
We're going to need a presence and command. And that's going to be a hard one on that one.
I ain't going
to
make it.
Because that's not a good way to talk to Klingons.
Thank God I came back.
I got a 1.
And did you succeed on the other one?
Yeah. You have any focuses that might help you out?
Focuses?
And it could apply to this situation.
I don't think xenosexuality would work.
It could.
Are you trying to seduce him?
Do you want to use it?
I think I did just seduce him.
Do you want to use that focus in this situation?
I think I would know... because of that focus, a little bit about Klingon emotional systems, things.
Emotional systems.
Wow, you're.
All right, there's a.
I'm a. What?
All right, no, you're an engineer. Okay, there's... so that naturally means that the 1 is below your command. Is the 5?
that it's not below my command, but it's below my presence.
But doesn't matter. It has to be below command. So,
no, I have a one command.
I thought I had to be below presence and command together.
No. Yeah, to succeed. We're talking about extra successes for having focus.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is how it works. She's got a 1 and a 5, so both of those two successes.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 gives you another success, so that's 3. And then because you've got a focus that applies, the 1 being under your command gives you another success. So you're up to 4 successes.
All right, so you get a momentum.
A really freaking good roll in this game.
You get a momentum. He's
okay, so that means, by the way,
momentum is a group thing. You don't have to put it
that
in.
That means that you succeeded by more than 1 than what he required, which means he set that at difficulty 3, which is really freaking hard.
So you just saw me stump a click.
I'm buying her.
He looks at you like
you might have turned him off.
Who are the two on Game of Thrones?
Oh God!
Tormund looks at Brienne.
He gives you that really creepy Klingon smile.
He says, "Okay, what would you like for me to do?"
I would like you to share the engineering staff, since my ship is going to have to escort your ship, and my ship needs to be repaired.
You should also explain to him how our ship is better, because that's totally Klingon.
Not to mention, this piece of crap needs a lot more work. So if you go ahead and let me have this staff after you stop killing them, because dear God, they are humans. They're a little bit weaker than you guys, you know?
I'll let you take as many of these engineers as you'd like if you'd have a drink with me later at the Klingon bar on the station.
Blood wine?
Yes.
Of course.
Good God Almighty.
And he gives you another...
She's fine.
He gives you another look.
She's going to get laid.
Yep. I'm going to the bar.
You're like probably flabbergasted. You're like...
That's why I'm going to the bar.
He's just out.
She comes back off the ship with a whole bunch of engineers.
I'll be in my bunk.
Points for the reference.
So if you pass by any Klingons on the way, they're like... Looking at all the engineers going with you, wondering what's going on.
I'm going to give them an hour break, tell them to get some lunch. The ones that have been at work longer, I'm going to tell them to get some rest, because they're not worth any good if the work they're doing is going to backfire.
Or half-assed.
Not to mention, if they don't look like they can do anything, they're not going to be allowed in my engineering.
Wait a minute. Do I need to take these guys to a security check? Just in case. Huh? Nah,
it's up to you. You're the security officer.
I mean, they work for the station, so they're Starfleet anyway.
Alright, so these guys are going off to eat and take a break or whatever.
Yeah, and the ones that seem fine, I'm going to bring them on, tell them what needs to be done, get the supplies, start working on it.
Okay.
Grumbling about greedy Klingons.
Alright, does anyone have a scene they would like to do right now?
I would guess that me and the captain probably need to get our orders.
Okay, so you go to the commander of the station.
Here you go, Cap.
I'm
not going to go by myself. Hold
on. Eyes shift to the captain.
Your people have been running all over the place already, and you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, where do I
get my
orders?
I already know my orders.
Where do I go to get our orders?
To the commander of the station.
I'm going to go there.
He's going to tell you, I believe it is.
Yes.
I think so. I can't remember that far back.
I think it's a female Vulcan.
That sounds right.
Convoy SS-119 is the designation we've given it. Going to be a convoy of 12 ships going to a Klingon outpost on the frontier. We're going to need you along with the Mapul to provide security to the convoy.
SS what?
SE-119. SE-119.
You're in engineering.
Amazing. The Mapul and the Montgomery will be escorting the convoy of 12 supply ships.
So there's just an escort mission?
Yes. Is there any questions? Oh, I also forgot to mention we are doing upgrades. Upgrades to
you
your
captain. You can ask whatever you want.
Upgrades to sensors, and you already have ablative.
Yeah, we've got some of that already. Yeah.
So just your sensors will be what they'll be upgrading.
Who's got the ship sheet?
I have it right now.
The captain's supposed to have it.
The captain doesn't probably know how to read
the first
it.
Officer.
Did she try to park on Deep Space Nine?
Yes.
Yes.
She tried to land on Deep Space Nine.
First of all, she tried to land.
Our ship can land.
It has landing gear?
Pretty sure
it can. It can actually land on
Deep Space
Nine.
Yes, but you don't land on a space station.
This is also a valid point.
You don't land on a space station.
Maybe you don't. You can have that.
Should engineering get it?
Sure.
Any questions, Captain?
What is the convoy doing?
Taking supplies and replacement personnel to the Klingon station.
Hey, we actually have a tractor beam.
Oh, wow.
See, I don't get that joke.
They don't know why your tractor beam. It was from the game Numenera.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she had an ability that could push things, but she was pulling crap all over the place.
And calling it Tractor Beam, which was not the name of the ability.
Well, I was tech-based, so I named it something techie.
But it was
and then
push.
Forgot what I'd done it.
And you got a Tractor Beam can push as well.
Yeah, it can.
Wesley Crusher calls it a
usually
repulsor
they call
beam.
A repulsor beam at that point.
Any questions, Captain?
Dryer. Our dryer makes that same noise.
You're being
so
piped in.
Does the captain ever speak, Commander?
I mean, just captain is just completely just looking off in the space.
What is the purpose for the sensor upgrades?
There seemed to be an issue with your last mission with failing to detect some things that the sensors could have detected, so we're upgrading your sensors.
I mean, we did run the sensors.
So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
That was Tammy. Tammy's like, well, I don't see it, eh?
What?
Yeah, that was Tammy.
That was Tammy filling her roles.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What supplies are they bringing to the...
Standard supplies for a station. Whatever they would be
so
taking.
So why do they need protection?
Because we're going through... space that's not really secure.
What
that's the Shackleton Expanse. It's part of the Shackleton Expanse.
Oh, so we're going to a station in the Shackleton
Expanse.
Sorry.
This is a relatively new station, so it's not in a secure area.
Do you have any other questions? Well, we already know the Orion Syndicate, but...
Have there been any known attacks on the station so far, or... Is there any known threats we should...
Not on the station, but we do know that the Orion Syndicate operates out of the Expanse, as you discovered during your first mission here.
Yes.
Asshole.
And they have some Klingons working with them.
You fucking assholes.
So it's a fairly standard escort mission?
Yes. Straightforward. You have the Mapool there with you. Provide some defense, offense.
Hopefully we won't need it.
We need to defend them.
If I'm... The Klingons that we brought are here, right?
If they haven't moved them somewhere else.
Yeah, from the Orion Syndicate, right? Didn't we bring them in?
No, they were moved somewhere else.
Yeah, they would have been...
Hey,
it has been
my fun.
It has been a month, so they're probably in a prison... planet somewhere.
Okay, I'm going to ask, have they been moved?
Yes.
They were probably turned over to the Klingon Empire.
Since
we have a diplomatic treaty here.
Ooh, those poor bastards.
Poor bastards, they're going to get it off easy if they hadn't stayed here. We'd kill them.
Yeah, but they got...
Did we get any information out of them? About the Orion Syndicate? I can't even talk.
Nobody gives information about the Orion Syndicate. They kill your whole family if you do.
I'm going to kill their whole family. For disgrace of the Klingon.
Deep breath.
Deep bloodline.
I'm sensing some tension coming from him.
Bloodline. Close enough.
He's a Klingon. He's always tense.
All right. Any other scenes anybody needs to do?
No.
Or were you finished with your questions?
I would like to have a scene with... Dixon. Because if we're going to be going on a convoy mission, and I'm still sensing some hostility towards the first officer...
All right, just the two of you? Or would you like the ship's counselor to be there with you?
I would like the ship's counselor to be there.
Should I be there?
No, you should not. You kill him.
We have not made up the ship's counselor yet, but who would like to play the ship's counselor?
Is that the character Alicia made?
Yeah.
And she was going to be a doctor.
Oh, okay.
So who would like to be the ship's counselor for this scene?
I can pretend to be a counselor.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work.
I can do it.
Christy can be the...
All right.
She's blue.
Okay. She's Andorian.
And what is your role on the ship?
It's interesting.
I'm the second officer.
Okay.
I also fly the ship.
And she's a empath.
She's a cop.
Or a telepath. Which one are you?
She's a cop.
She's a telepath.
Yeah.
She's
captain's an empath.
Second officer.
I'm a telepath second. And the captain's an empath.
She's Chekhov.
It's not my character.
But a telepathic Chekhov. Who looks like a Vulcan.
He's definitely, he's a cap, but, or is he a captain now?
Who?
He'd be a captain by this point.
Chekhov? He's dead.
Is he dead?
Chekhov is dead. Chekhov is far dead.
What's the counselor's name?
I don't know any good elf Andorian names.
But
I have my computer.
Random name generator.
Mm-hmm. There's a website that you can get so many.
I've got the website on my computer.
Yeah.
Random Andorian name generator.
But security wants to listen in on the conversation.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
You want me to sneak up there? You stop. You sure, Captain?
Rona.
I'm not talking as the captain!
Oh. The captain is sneaking around the ship.
Ronas.
How was he pissed off
being
betrayed?
Hey, security officer wants to be there.
Kind of snippy.
Well, he's not there.
Snippy.
Still.
Very short.
Short.
Okay. Very short.
Short.
We
like
only had one conversation.
And he doesn't think much of.
Okay, can I at least post
he was
the guard
a little salty
at the door?
So I the background of what happened.
Not
you,
in there, but
I
okay. We got three conversations going here. Okay. Huh?
I served on your on your father's ship as second officer.
Okay.
And I was commanded by him to go save you during the Battle of 05359. He knew that.
He was willing to die.
Everybody was going to die. He pretty much knew it. So he ordered me to get a shuttlecraft and go save you.
And that's what you did. You left him.
Yep.
And he died.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody at Battle Wolf 359.
All your shipmates died, and you.
We might be the only two survivors. I mean, there's probably more, but there's not many.
And I was an ensign at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're old.
Mm-hmm. Wolf 359 is how
no,
long ago?
No, he took veteran, if I'm not mistaken. So.
I think that was fourth or fifth season of Generation, so...
So I'm not a spring chicken either.
So
no, it's only like
four years ago.
4 years ago?
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't that...
So I may rank quick then if I was an ensign.
5 years?
You
yeah,
probably
worked
your ass off.
Being the only survivor of a big battle usually gets you promoted.
Yeah.
It's once.
Okay.
Ensign, before she was in a junior grade, then I went up three more ranks from that.
You got promoted... Between the last two sessions, so.
Well, before she goes in and talks to him, I'm going to ask, do I need to post a guard at the door outside?
Why do you even know this meeting is happening?
Because I heard her say something.
To who?
Sure.
To herself.
I don't talk to myself much. I am not the captain.
Well, I saw her walking towards him. Towards wherever he's at.
You went to go deal with Klingons. I went to go deal with Affinity
Dickerson.
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't know. Never mind.
Dickerson or Dixon?
It's Dixon.
What is it? Dixon?
Dixon.
It's Dixon.
I just want to make sure
something
I got the right name.
No, you're just a dick.
It's Dixon.
Just dick.
The counselor is...
You should be Robert Dixon.
I took Simon.
The counselor is Ronas
Dixon.
The Korot.
The Korot?
The Korot.
So I'm counselor of the Korot.
All, yes. Seems like all Andorian names are TH apostrophe something.
Counselor of the Korot.
So am I being ordered there, summoned there? Who's calling for me?
The counselor probably would ask to see any new person on the ship.
But I'm not new. I was on the ship last time.
No, I'm gonna have the counselor summon him to her office. Her office.
Okay.
You have only been on the ship. I mean, you were assigned to the ship at the beginning of the last.
So about a month.
Yeah. So you haven't been on the ship very long.
That's true too. But
Well, you can talk to me too if you want.
Not at the same time.
No.
I'm hard to talk to you.
All right. So you.
So a standard protocol.
As far as you know.
They make it seem like it is anyway.
All right. So I buzz at the door.
It has to be bright blue. She's very calming.
All right. So.
Somebody's ringing your doorbell.
Enter.
Ma'am, Lieutenant Commander Simon Dixon reporting as ordered.
What? Strangely enough, the second officer is also there.
Isn't it like...
Nods at you.
It's almost like a Klingon counselor.
Have a seat. Yeah. Is it Lieutenant?
All right, we still have three conversations going on at one time. Nobody can hear what anybody's saying.
I prefer to stand, ma'am.
And I would prefer if you have a seat.
Can we start over? Because we had like a bunch of people talking, so nobody could hear anything. Back to where you entered.
Lieutenant Commander Simon Dixon reporting his order, ma'am.
Please, have a seat.
He recognizes the second officer as well. He kind of nods at her. I prefer to stand, ma'am. I understand this is standard protocol.
It is, but there's no reason for you to be uncomfortable. Please, sit.
Find a chair and have a seat.
Now, when you were, do you always have to say Lieutenant Commander, or is Lieutenant usually good?
No, if you don't, if you just drop anything, you would say Commander, but
yeah,
you just say Commander.
Well, no, because Commander is him. Yeah. It is Lieutenant Commander, but since you outranked me, you could call me by my first name.
Call him whatever.
You could call me Dixon. You could call me Simon. You call me however you would want to approach.
I believe once you get past Lieutenant Commander, under Commander, you can call them Mister. Once they get to Commander, I think you can't call them Mister anymore.
Yeah, you have to refer to him by rank.
Yeah.
And it's Dixon, not Dickerson. Okay. Mr. Dixon, I would like to speak to you and the counselor as well about something we had noticed when you first arrived on the ship.
And that would be, ma'am?
Your hostility towards the first officer. I understand you have history with him.
How would you know my hostility?
Ah, that would be some information you might not know just by perceiving the Lieutenant Commander here. Which it is? Is it your mother or your father that was the ambassador to...
My mother.
Yes.
Dixon is smirking. I'm kind of narrating.
So you're an empath.
I'm a telepath. My mother was Betazoid. My father was Vulcan.
Is it common practice for Starfleet officers to probe other officers?
It requires no probe. Your hostility was sitting right there on the surface.
You still had to read my thoughts. Can you read my thoughts, Counselor?
No.
Can the captain?
Yes.
Now that I know that, seems quite invasive. Probably against
policy. Are you
policy.
Speaking of Betazoids as a species?
No, I'm speaking as...
Do you consider them invasive?
May I speak, or do you want this to be just a one-way conversation, ma'am?
Continue.
Because if you wish to be the only one that speaks, then I can just sit here and say yes, ma'am, because that's apparently what you want.
I would like to find out what is going on between you and the first officer.
There is no history between myself and the first officer. He's responsible for my father's death by following his order per Starfleet regulation.
That does, in fact, sound like history, Lieutenant Commander.
Can I stop for just a second? That actually would be contrary to Starfleet regulations.
Actually, no. His commanding officer gave him an order. It was a lawful order, of which he followed. There was nothing illegal about the order. Now, was it immoral? Maybe. Illegal? No. Take a cruiser. Save these people. Now, was I the only one he saved?
Uh-huh.
You were the only one he was told to save. That's why I think it might have been an illegal order. But he's dead now, so it doesn't really matter.
He followed an order. He left my father to die.
Under your father's order?
He still left my father to die.
And what... the counselor would have his, service record... I'm assuming we're referring to the incident at Wolf 359.
Yes, ma'am.
The fact there were survivors at all from Wolf 359 is astounding considering what took place. You should be gracious.
That he saved me and only me. Do you understand what it's like to be in Starfleet and have everybody look at you? and realize that it was your father who's responsible for saving you and only you?
It sounds as though you are more angry with your father than you are with the commander.
I'm neither angry with anybody.
Your hostility was quite evident. I didn't even need to read you to feel it.
Take it as you wish, Commander.
Will it cause any problems between you
and I will follow every order that is given to me. I'm a Starfleet officer, first and foremost.
That is my only concern.
Truth, if you're trying to read him. Is he angry? Yeah. He's right now, he's more angry to find out that he's been read.
It's what Betazoids do. Like, they've been in the Federation for years.
Still,
like,
I mean...
I don't even think they can not read people.
Yeah, they can't not read people.
It's not a choice. It's like
still,
breathing.
For him, the way that he is perceiving it, it's an invasion of his privacy. No thoughts... His thoughts aren't privy to himself. So now he's being questioned on something that he was thinking or feeling, and now he feels like he's being persecuted for having thoughts or emotions.
Oh, her only concern is that it doesn't cause a problem.
That's not the way he sees it.
That's fair.
Because he's called in to report to the second officer and the counselor, and the first question is there's hostility between you and the commander or the XO. So he feels, well, it's commander, but you're an XO. That's your position, executive officer. So that's the way he feels.
Okay. Lieutenant Commander, was that all of your concerns? Because if it is, I would like to continue my briefing with...
Yes, that was my
Lieutenant
only...
Lieutenant Commander Dixon.
That was my only concern. Counselor, I will leave you to your assigned duties.
Excuse me.
And she'll leave.
Well done. Being an ass.
You are being an ass. She's Vulcan. You didn't give a shit.
Lieutenant Commander Dixon, have you ever worked with a Betazoid on a crew before?
Not that I know of, ma'am.
Ah, then you are not aware. She starts pulling out sheets of paper. She goes,
Ma'am, I am quite familiar with xenobiology. I understand.
Well, then you should understand that.
It's still, ma'am, if you have a diary written down and someone opens it up and reads it without your permission, how would you feel?
Well,
I'm being pigeonholed for my thoughts.
Though she may have the skills and the biology of a Betazoid.
She's a green-blooded Vulcan, I understand.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
That went dark.
That's some kind of bigotry going on over there. You just don't like
hello,
folks.
Nice to see you.
She doesn't like
dark.
You right now. But...
That went dark fast.
And the counselor was like, yes, she is.
I don't expect a Vulcan to understand.
No. And I have understood from several other Betazoids or those of that lineage that on the other end of things, it can also be quite troubling knowing that you can't turn it off.
Well, that's fine, but maybe some forewarning that you're... superior officer has the ability to read your thoughts.
Well, the captain can too.
I don't know.
No, wait.
To hear right now.
No, he can't read your thoughts. He can just read your emotions.
Sorry. No. The captain is an empathic line of the base.
I see.
Though the captain is a very interesting individual all on his own.
He's what?
Very interesting individual all on his own.
Very into herbology.
Very into herbology.
I'm not allowed to talk about that about others.
I am a botanist.
Y'all should get along with
them. Yes, yes. What is the captain's name?
Coral Mark.
Coral? Like Carl? Coral?
You would also know that the second officer's only concern is running
of the ship.
That's
the reason she's
trying to... She doesn't even bring up things she reads about the crew unless she thinks that there's going to be a problem on the ship.
Yes, Coral is a...
Call the captain by his first name?
she, holds no official rank.
Yeah, she's the counselor.
She's the counselor. She holds no official rank.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Coral is a. Coral owns a lot of history books about Captain Carrick.
Man, is that all?
Sorry.
He stands up and adjusts, does the Picard pull down. I have duties to attend to.
Oh, of course, of course. If you need anything.
He turns and leaves.
Leaves.
Yes.
Alright, what does the captain do during his off-duty hours?
Wait, apology!
Puff, give!
Blow bubbles in your drink!
That's what he does!
What do I need to do?
I'm just asking you, like, where would he be when he was not on duty?
I'm gonna ask, does this seem fishy to you? This mission?
Fishy? I would not say fishy. There are orders to escort this convoy, and obviously this station requires these supplies.
Okay. I guess I'll announce it that that's what we're doing, because nobody else knows.
Okay. What I was really asking is, do you stay on the ship? Do you ever go onto the station? Like, there's restaurants and
it's
bars and stuff on the station.
Yeah, you're up to. Are you going to go back to your quarters on the ship?
Although, are you going to continue that conversation if you wanted to, because I was going to bring up...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can go ahead and finish that.
Perhaps, Captain, though, we should schedule a meeting with the captain of the Mapua.
That sounds like a good idea.
Perhaps a dinner would be in order.
And they're Klingons, right?
Really, really
yes.
Then I will.
It's going to be wriggling. I remember that episode.
Oh.
Klingon food sounds good right now.
No, it does not.
Okay,
here.
I'll get you a salami and wave it around.
Same thing, right?
Should I?
Don't bite me. You're going to lose that finger. You keep doing it.
Should I invite the security officer to join us as sort of a buffer between them?
That is, of course, your call, Captain, but I don't know. I don't believe a buffer is
what he tried to do the last Klingon.
However, he is an officer of the Klingon Empire. I think it would be prudent.
I think it would be wise. Okay, so what's it like? I'll send a. It's not called message.
I would say it might be disgraceful
message,
if we do.
Okay, I'll send a message to the other captain.
Okay.
And I'll tell you too.
Okay.
All
right.
Tell me whenever. You're going to find me at the bar drinking.
Now, back to my previous question. Do you ever go on the station? Or
probably.
Okay, where would you go to on the station? Would you go to, a restaurant? Would you go to a bar? There's some shops there. Where would
just a restaurant.
Okay. You're having dinner. Who would you be having dinner with? Your first officer? Or is this maybe where you were having this conversation?
Would you go to dinner with the captain? I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do.
If you tell me to.
If you tell him to.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to dinner.
Order him to go to dinner. That would be...
If you do not, I probably do not.
Okay. I'd probably go to dinner with you.
All right, you can come.
Since we're both Betazoids.
Sure.
Y'all can find me a bar.
All right, you guys are having dinner. And this Klingon walks in with two other Klingons behind him and... marches over to the table and slams his fist on the table. You are the one who took the engineers from my ship. How dare you?
I did not. Do I even know what they're talking about?
Did you tell the captain? No.
Wait a minute. Am I in the same place?
We're in a restaurant.
Bar.
You're
in a
bar.
Restaurant.
I would
you're
assume you go
bar.
To the Klingon bar, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not at the Klingon bar.
Okay.
What are you talking
Can
about?
Can I tell his rank from his clothes?
Yes, he's a captain.
So I'm going to make a leap of intelligence and assume this is Captain Akul.
Yes.
Captain Akul, has something happened to the engineers working on your ship?
Yes. Your captain has ordered them off the ship and onto your ship to work on your ship.
I assure you the captain has gone nowhere near your ship since we arrived.
Then how do you explain that all the engineers have suddenly moved over to your ship?
Can I, call her? I'm just going,
Yeah, you have a communicator.
It is possible that our head engineer spoke to them. It is also possible that
your
yes, Captain.
Wait a minute.
Did you do something to the engineers on the planet?
Well, I just politely informed them, Captain, that we can't help escort the convoy unless we get help done to our ship first. And since our ship had the least stuff to be done, that once this was done, I would go help.
You don't have to hold your finger.
Yeah, you don't have to. You have to.
It's like a walkie-talkie.
It's not walkie-talkie. You have to say every time you press the button.
Over.
That's a tick reference.
So they'll be returned to you when they're done working on our ship.
No, they'll be returned to me now.
Captain, both ships require service.
Do you want half of them back?
Before we can go on this contract.
Is that really the way you're saying it?
Would you like half of them back?
Presence and command.
Oh, dear God.
Actually, that's really good for me.
Well, should be. You're the captain.
I hope you have presence and command.
Obviously. Okay, apparently, just can't function without you. What am I? Presence and command?
I love how I just outright, like...
They're both under it.
Did I outright lie?
He has no focuses,
well,
so...
She didn't tell the Klingons she was going to do that, but she wanted to go ahead and get her ship done, and then she was going to go play on their ship and help them fix it just so she can play with it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Since you don't seem to be aware of what is going on, I will share the engineers with you. But I would like to speak to this officer who took the engineers off my ship without asking.
Were there none of your crew members aboard your ship, Captain?
Yes, they were, but no one seems to have any knowledge of what happened.
Then
I find it hard to believe.
I would assume that some of your crew members are lying to you, Captain. It is impossible for one of our crew members to enter your ship, take all of the engineers, and then vanish without any of your crew noticing. I believe they are more observant than that.
Presence and...
Oh, dear God, I have to roll something?
Mm-hmm. Presence and command.
I'll say it.
I really need to be there.
Oh, he said no.
Oh, no.
She just pissed him off.
Please cough.
Well, no, one of them was a success. Because it's a success as long as it's below the combination.
Yeah.
So one of them was a success. I had one success.
You needed two.
And I have persuasion.
Can I, like, support that roll or something?
Yeah, she does have persuasion. I have focus.
Captain was
focus.
One of those two dice underneath
command.
It was equal
command.
To.
Under command.
Under command, no.
I don't know. It could be equal to in that case.
Was it equal to your command?
It was equal to presence.
No, it's got to be the discipline.
It's
got to
be equal to
the discipline.
Yeah.
The discipline, not the attribute. Okay. So
can I, like, assist the roll or something?
No. Repeat what you said again.
Yeah. So if it was equal to it, it'd be fine.
More or less obvious.
This is not him saying, this is me saying, because I want to see how he's supposed to react.
I find it hard to believe that a Starfleet engineer walked aboard your ship, took
all
the engineers, and left without anyone noticing.
So he walks around the table to where you are and stands over you in a threatening manner. Are you calling my officers liars? Are you questioning the honor of the Klingons?
I am not questioning your honor in any way, shape, or form, Captain, nor the honor of your officers.
You just said they were all liars.
No, I said I find it hard to believe that they didn't know of the engineers leaving. Because I refuse to believe that Klingons of such high regard could be so unobservant of the goings-on on their own ship.
So you're just sitting and allowing him to stand over you, and that way you will, well...
You need me to make, like, some kind of roll to not be
terrified? No, it's just that you would...
I mean, I have a focus of composure.
You can do it, but it's just like, that's...
You're pissing him off even.
That's a,
the fact you're unafraid makes him angry.
Well, it's not even that. You're not showing
We're also in a very public place, and I'm trying not to make a scene.
He's doing that all on his own.
Good point. Say a few Federation security officers come in behind them. Five of them. He's standing all over the top of you, so they're looking confused. They look at the captain, because you're the senior officer here, like they're waiting for you to say what to do.
I don't know what to say, not sound like a dumbass.
I love you.
Oh, God.
Call
me.
Stand up.
Okay,
stand up and position yourself between her and the Klingon is what I would do.
I mean, I can't tell him to calm down, right? Like, that's a bad
plan.
That
might be a bad plan. Maybe something along the lines of...
You're a captain. You would have had dealings with Klingons before. They're more respectful of...
Of authority.
Of authority, yeah. Strength and, you know, not...
Caring.
Yeah.
All right, we will return the engineers when they're finished with our ship, or you may have half of them back now, but if you do not back down, then you can just have them when we're done with them.
All right, command and presence. Presence and command instead of backwards.
How messed up was the ship once we got back? Like, how many were going to need?
Did you die?
I rolled an 18 and a 20.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's going to take the punch.
Bar fight.
Yeah, he's hitting you.
Do I hear this by any chance?
Security officer's behind
you,
right?
You're at a bar. You are nowhere near where we are.
Yeah, the Klingon section is actually on the other side of the station.
Actually,
I was on my date.
Wouldn't you be in the Klingon bar?
No, I was at the Klingon bar, and when they said that, I probably heard him in the background, so I'm going to go over to K-Bar. No, you called me, and I was at the Klingon bar. So I know where he's at, so I'm going to go tell him to go check on you.
All right, we're going to say it's going to take a little bit to get there, though.
Yeah. I'm going to go into combat because I really suck at combat.
That's why the Klingon
I'm a con officer.
Now.
I'm
a
con officer.
We'll play that out.
Oh, yeah.
When he's ready.
Mike, I also have the talent of Dauntless. Like, it takes a lot to,
okay, so
to rattle her.
You're not going to be afraid of him. All right.
Just pick her plate up.
He is taking a swing at you. That is an opposed roll. So, roll fitness and security.
Please don't die.
One tie, one success.
All right. You duck his punch. What are you doing? Now, the captain has kind of moved away from where you are and has just took a swing at your captain.
There's security officers that just entered. Is that correct?
There are five security officers, but they are behind the other two Klingons currently by the door.
Yeah, and they just saw a Klingon captain take a swing at one of theirs.
Yes.
Tell me when I can say something to him.
I think talking you can do anytime you want to.
All right, look, you're going to have to work. We have to work together, so you need to, like, figure it out. Like, this is unacceptable behavior.
Nathan, shut up!
Have I gotten everybody out? No, because we're still in the same
She's
round.
Like,
I'm waiting for her to say what she
said. Now listen, that's unacceptable. You need to calm the F down.
You're definitely funny.
Oh my God, you are going to get all of us killed.
We have to work together. This is
okay.
No way to make
I think that's about all you could have said in one round. So let's let other people here do something. We're waiting for the lieutenant commander to do something. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit there if you want to.
It's reception.
I'm gonna stand up and...
You don't have phasers on you because you're on the station.
I don't have my phaser on because I'm on the station. You're in K-Bok, right?
I'm not there yet.
It's gonna take,
no, I know.
It's gonna
but
take
I don't
him...
know that you've been notified.
Yeah.
You don't know, no.
So I'm gonna hit my communicator and... So, Lieutenant Commander, to get to the restaurant as soon as possible.
Right.
We have a situation with the Klingon captain.
I'm already inbound.
And he knows what happened because he was there.
And I'm going to give the security officers the get your ass over here look.
All right, I'm going to use 2 threat. I'm bringing in a couple more Klingons.
Oh, great. We're all dead.
Not yet.
Can you teleport?
We don't hear anything.
Oh, I know you can't.
I'm assuming you're probably still on the ship.
But we don't, there's nothing being broadcast.
I also have
Dauntless. Right?
I'm like not easily rattled.
Are you coming too?
Actually, if I'm standing next to you when you're called, I will go over and get the guy who I'm having a drink with. Ask him to come along with us to help defuse the situation.
Yeah, the Federation security officers are holding their own pretty well. One Klingon goes down, one security officer goes down. So
dead down or just unconscious down?
There would be something being broadcast somewhere by now.
Yeah, they're calling for more security.
I'm going to bing.
Is the captain going to take another swing at me?
I'm going to bing the captain and the second officer out.
Do a command and presence to see if you persuaded him to stop.
I don't think you can use a transporter inside a space station.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
You can. You can transport out of it.
Yeah, they have transporter.
What am I rolling again?
Command and presence. See if you can talk him into not swinging again.
Good luck. No, let him hit me again. I'll hit him back this time.
Oh, God.
Captain?
Also, I failed. Actually, no. Wait, presence and command?
Yes.
Oh, they both passed, but just barely.
Oh, you have two successes?
Yes.
All right, he pauses. So he's not swinging this time.
That's good.
All right, we have to work together.
What are you doing?
Me? Oh, boy. Captain, our chief security officer, who is also Klingon, is on his way now, and we would like to resolve this as peacefully as possible, as I'm sure you do too, as we are going to have to work together for the next few weeks regarding this convoy.
So you guys have been running across the station?
I'm full on going at it.
Why don't you ask him to be me first?
What is your name?
Arok.
Last name.
I didn't think about that until...
What is your last name?
Vulcan.
Vulcan, we only have one
name. That's my name.
I have two names because I'm also Betazoid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right, what are you doing?
So it was only Commander Spock.
That's
the only name he has.
Executive Officer, Lieutenant Commander Dixon.
Yes.
There seems to be an altercation on the station involving the captain and the second officer with several Klingons. Your orders, sir?
Alert security.
Security has been alerted.
Sort of those going through his head, I will never leave the captain alone again.
Sir, I have a lock. I can beam them both on board.
There has to be a protocol against that.
I would not be happy with that. Yeah.
Is there, Mike?
The Klingons probably
would
wouldn't be happy,
happy
with that.
If you did it.
Yeah, it's the captain's life. That's the only thing that he's trying to protect.
Yeah, he didn't care about
that. Yeah, I don't know if there would be, like, rules.
That's why I'm asking you. That's
beaming people
I don't
off
either,
the station.
So.
I don't see why.
They beam people off the station and on the station all the time.
I mean,
they do it all the time and start in Deep Space Nine.
Beaming people off the station against their will would probably be against the rules.
But I don't know if it's against their will.
There's designated places you're allowed to, though.
Yeah, you're not just a... I don't think
radio
means transport.
I would say conversation.
I would say if you think they're in danger, it's probably okay to beam them off the station.
Yes, beam them off.
And that...
As you wish.
Yeah, that's not good for you. You don't like that.
No.
Because that means you left in the middle of the fight, which...
Now I look like a coward.
The Klingons are not going to like. And you guys show up just as they beam out. And the...
Where did they...
What the hell?
And the Klingons are still fighting the other security officers.
Sir?
Because nobody told them to stop.
Yeah.
And...
Sir?
Lieutenant Commander, why did you beam us out of the restaurant?
I was ordered to do so, ma'am.
By who?
The executive officer.
And I'll be down there as soon as I can.
Yo, I'm using my communicator. Hey, where did y'all go? Y'all just, like, disappeared
Lieutenant
as we
Commander
got there.
Lieutenant Commander Dickerson beamed us back to the ship.
Dixon.
I don't want to change your fucking name. I am never going to remember that it is Dixon. It is now Dickerson for the rest of ever. Well, Lieutenant Commander Dixon beamed us back to the ship.
You know that wasn't a good idea,
order,
right?
I'm aware, but
we didn't ask him to.
But apparently, Commander
Arok.
Apparently, Commander Arok ordered it.
Great.
Did the Klingon that I was having a drink with come with us when I asked?
Yes. He'll follow you anywhere.
I'm going to intercede. I'm like, excuse me, Captain.
Yeah.
Not you, Captain.
I can put you back if you want to go back, ma'am.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm hoping I'll show up.
It is a pleasure to meet you, sir. I am Lieutenant Commander Vilya Yor. I understand that I am the perpetrator of the issue that is at hand. As you can see, me and... I can't remember his name.
Hachu.
Yeah.
Hachu.
Cool. Bless you. Because they're tight.
It was.
I think no.
Me and Kachu here had an agreement that was brought upon when I showed up and there was no engineering. We made the agreement that once the small issue with our ship was done, all of engineering, along with my crew and myself, would come and help you with your ship. All
right, presence and command.
Actually, maybe don't. That might make it worse.
I mean, I say, I'm hoping I show up at that point. But
yeah, that might make it worse.
Talk and then
you said presence and what?
Command.
Not so great?
successes?
I'm not good with people. I have a focus that I have a value that says so.
Not good.
It was probably half techno jargon.
All right, this dude has the trait of violence. So
oh, goody.
He's going to act on it. He's swinging at you. But I'm also saying, oh, my God.
Did he roll a one?
He rolled, yeah. He got a bunch of successes.
Oh,
but
no.
The your boyfriend is going to try to intercede on your back.
Oh, my God.
Against his own captain.
And he did not do well.
That's bad.
And he got knocked down.
We're just having a grand old good day here.
Probably
Captain
knocked out because he has vicious. Yeah, he's not.
May I suggest we inform the commander of the station?
Yes, that's a good idea.
It's already done, sir.
Yeah, I feel like he's heard about it by now.
More security show up.
Was it an admiral? What?
Yeah.
I look more like the guy on the ground now.
I'm pretty much at this point sounded a general alarm.
Okay.
Captain, I'm not sure why this is such an issue, to be honest.
It's disrespect.
Disrespect would be you coming here making an issue when someone underneath your command already made the agreement with us.
All right, try again another roll with that.
Yes.
Did you get both of them?
I did not know that he had authorized this. He looks down at the guy on the ground and kind of kicks him and then walks out with his other two Klingons. Hey. Don't be messing up my stress thing.
I'm not fair what that was.
Are there bases on the tables?
Sure, if you want them to be, yeah.
I take the flowers out and I pour it on his head.
He wakes up. He says, wow, you're a great date.
Come on, I'm not done with my drink. Can I help him back to his feet?
I'm gonna beat Lieutenant Commander Kalok. Lieutenant Commander, what's the situation down there?
I do believe it's been taken care of.
All
Lieutenant Commander Euler took care of it.
All the Klingons.
And you're like, oh dear God.
And she said, excuse me?
And her date.
Who took care of it?
The engineer.
Oh.
And her date.
And her date, well, kind of got knocked out, but.
I see.
And the pansy.
Because of how well I roll, I get another threat.
I didn't get to do anything. I'm disappointed.
Will there be further issues with the Klingon captain?
I'm sure.
I'll handle it if it does.
Probably not. It seemed pretty well.
we should probably limit the captain's interaction with the Klingon captain.
We're trying to have a meeting with him.
Let's just keep the captain on the ship.
And grab it.
I am sure the first officer would agree with you.
I actually tell him to go get, like, a bottle of blood wine that I'm going to have to go back to work to make sure everything, and I'll just drink on the job.
Oh, great!
It is not a first.
I'm sure it's not a first. I'm not surprised. I'm just surprised you talked down a Klingon captain and had a date.
I'm also going to tell her that, keep me informed from now on when the captain decides to have meetings with Klingons.
I didn't. He showed up.
We
minded my own business.
We did not have a meeting with the Klingon captain. He provoked an altercation while the captain and I were having dinner.
Next time, just let me know.
Will do.
Thank you. I'm going back to my bar drinking my blood.
So I get back to the ship.
I didn't get to fight it.
Do you need to have a scene on the ship?
Yeah, I'm going to go check on the captain.
I'm probably still with the captain.
I'm not letting the captain out of my sight.
I'm like, knock on the door.
So the first and the second officer are just sitting with the captain in his quarters, just like, babysitting
like
the damn captain.
13 years old.
Okay, so I'm like, Captain?
Yeah, what did you do?
Where are you, sir?
Where am I?
In your
quarters. Where are you?
In my quarters.
You can be in your quarters in your ready room on the bridge. Where do you want to be?
May I come speak with you in person? It would probably be easier.
Please.
So I'm like, I bust your door.
Enter.
I walk in. I was like, so.
Yeah, I would like to hear what exactly happened.
Well, when we first arrived, there was no one in station engineering except for the person that sits at the front desk because the Klingons had grabbed them all and not let them stop working for the past 3 days. I went over there and negotiated them to come work on our ship.
Negotiated, that's a good word.
You know, after Kavok had already talked to him. And, you know, everything was fine. You know, I even had a date with
the... Was that Klingon?
So, you thought it was prudent for you to take it upon yourself without informing any of your superior officers to negotiate on behalf of Starfleet.
You know, your wording is just so troubling sometimes.
But accurate.
Sure. And are my statements inaccurate?
If you had informed the captain and the first officer of what you were doing or what
I
you had
done...
I did
not think it would be a problem since I was talking to an officer of the ship to begin with.
You provoked an altercation aboard the Klingon ship.
No, it was not an altercation at all.
Well,
no,
it was at the restaurant.
You provoked an altercation aboard the space station. Your actions did.
I diffused it? Yeah, y'all know she's not good with people. You're like...
Perhaps...
I'm still stuck on that you got a date,
Lieutenant Commander. I mean, I'm right below you as far as the ship is concerned.
Captain, I think it would be prudent for the Chief Engineer to not leave the ship while we were stationed at the Starport.
I would agree with that.
You just gotta put the captain's back.
So you're confined to the ship.
Summarized.
You're grounded now, too. Shit, I'm the only one still.
However, I do understand that she has made a deal with the Klingons to have our engineers assist in the upgrades.
But when that time comes, then you can go from that ship to our ship, and that's it.
And we will have a security detail accompany you.
Very well.
Wow. I'm looking at the first officer to see if that's acceptable.
I believe Lieutenant Kabok would be able to perform those duties.
Oh, God, now I got a babysitter.
You've got another security officer.
You got a babysit the captain. You want a trade?
Yeah.
If I'm dismissed, I would like to go begin on repairs once more so I can.
We're going to put this on our permanent record.
I wasn't actually in there, so y'all got to let me know what I got to do with her now.
Whenever you get back to the ship, I'll let you in.
Okay.
All right, so we seem to have everything worked.
It's gonna be a couple days until
worked out with the Klingons to get the ship repairs and the sensor upgrades.
And no one died.
No one died.
And I fixed it.
Let me see your ship sheet.
We get new sensor array
since they didn't work last time.
Okay.
They worked fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were working fine.
Your sensors are now
we
a 10.
We just didn't have an appropriate science officer.
Any other scenes, or shall we wrap up this
episode? I've got to come back.
Do we need to meet with the Klingon captain under better circumstances and try to smooth it over?
Do you want to escort me to their ship?
Seems like that's about as good as it gets with Klingons.
Yeah, probably. I think we're good.
You're not at war. That's probably about as good as it gets.
I'm probably like a kid in a candy store being allowed on a Klingon ship.
Yeah, you've been.
Yeah, your job is to keep her in
line. I will fill you in.
I'm there.
Actually, that would probably be hilarious seeing me on their ship.
Yeah, but K-Bok is there to keep you working on just engineering stuff and then bring you directly back to the ship.
I'm probably sitting there going, oh man, have you seen this wiring? This wiring is amazing. I'm like geeking out on like their like systems and their.
Are you actually doing anything or just playing?
You don't know what I'm doing. You shush and
that's why I'm asking you from doing something stupid.
I'm not doing anything stupid. I'm repairing things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else need to have a scene? Mm-mm. All right. So we'll end this episode. Got to come back next time and see what happens.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh,